In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. With all due respect, Abuna, and to all of you, I can see that you quite put me in disorder of what I was planning to say or to share. With all due respect to all of you, I would just say it. Who on the sound state of mind would be still awaiting for a sermon tonight? I think wholeheartedly we got it all, especially knowing that you have been through this quite beautiful, obviously fruitful revival for the past 2 weeks. So where the place or even the time that would be really worthy to be given to lend your ears, spend your time in any words to be said. But obviously, there is no escape. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. I'm very grateful to the Lord, our God, to our Blessed Mother, Virgin Mary, and her servant, in this blessed church and the community, the so beloved Abuna Yunan, for allowing me to be with you in this very special evening. Adding to what I have said earlier, that we all have read and heard so much, whether throughout this revival or throughout past years or any time, many, many, many things about our Blessed Mother, Saint Mary. Even the Church Fathers all agreed in saying, من يستطيع أن ينطق بكرامتها. Who is that able to utter and to express her honor? No wonder that to find even the Holy Scriptures very, very brief, very concise, maybe you can say just hinting, few verses in the Old Testament as prophecies. Very few verses in the New Testament. While the church and all humanity believes that she is the mother of the church. The mother of the church because she had and was made to be the second Eve, Hawa al-Thaniya. And being the second Eve, became the mother of the human race. After, again, second, and through second Adam. She's not just the mother of the human race, but we find that Church calls her also and insists, because it is not just a title that is to be called by, but there is a great soteriological point behind calling and insisting in calling her the Theotokos, the mother of God. The church throughout history, the history of its being, stand always, find itself standing before a great mystery, the mystery of the Holy Virgin Mary. And when we speak about the mystery of our beloved and blessed Mother Virgin Mary, we're still in the context of time. There's a mystery of Mary and the mystery of time, which leads to how great she is and the greatness of, again, how much honored we are, how blessed we are to be permitted and allowed to call her our mother. Where was her mystery? As Abuna was saying, that we've been reflecting on the faith of Saint Mary. So the mystery of her faith. But maybe before I get into this, again, we are all, or at least myself, just blessed by sharing with you, recalling, active recalling of things that we heard and we keep hearing, and things that we have listened by so many blessed speakers from this podium throughout the last 2 weeks. So I'll try to just recall with you some on what have already and for sure has been mentioned. Before we come to the mystery of her faith, something that was the very root and foundation and the depth that allowed and made this faith to become and to be. What is it? It is the mystery of her humbleness, humility. And if there is any thing to start to illustrate with for her humbleness and the humility, I can just say the first one is my very presence here tonight with you in such a great evening, in such a great celebration, St. Mary, and you all find that one is here who is the last and the least. But this is the blessing of our Blessed Mother, Saint Mary. Because of her humbleness, humility, and meekness, can help, can give hand, can give lift, as it was said, give lift for the poor from the dunk. Second illustration for but this can be quite made up of our Blessed Mother's humbleness and humility. I can imagine her saying, what is this all? That is very glorious. I'm not expecting except the little out of all of here. All of here, beautiful, one of the most beautiful church buildings, wonderful children, served and shepherded by wonderful priest, as we all shepherded by our blessed bishop. With all the humbleness and humility and meekness of Saint Mary, that I have expressed on her behalf, if I have allowed myself so, I can say that she, what is she saying to us all and to all of you, the very church here? I can imagine her saying to you all, to Abuna, Axios, Axios, Axios. Do you know what this means? Worthy, worthy, worthy. Another word, you deserve it. I'm so glad to see the children coming in, because it's all for our children. When the angel came to our Blessed Mother and communicated with her the message, the last word she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. In humbleness, in humility, meekness, I am the handmaid of the Lord. I am the maid servant of the Lord. In faith, let it be according to your words. Was she just that humble in this very incident, or this was just only the expression of life that she had lived? As we all know, our Blessed Mother lived as one of whom they are called the brothers of the Lord, or the Lord's brothers. So we won't be mixed up with the but anyway, it is said about them, ما فعلتموه بأحد إخوة الأصغر. They are the poor. She was one that is orphan, left there, put there in the temple, and she was just in silence and in great audibility, likeness, meekness. Do this, she will do it. Go right, she will right. Go left, she will go left. Wipe this, she will wipe that. To the point that we can go with the imagination to say that she could have been very well abused, being, of course, poor girl, and by gender also feminine. At the time, that's what the case. She lived that life, in that very heart that we find the mystery of God, that He picks on those who are that very poor. And when the, as it said, the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son. He sent her the angel, communicated the message, and she could just find nothing to say or to reply or to respond other than just, "I am the handmaid of the Lord, the maid servant of the Lord. Ana amatu Rabb." He's still a servant to Mary. That's your past. That when you were used and abused by human servants, as it can be abusers in the temple of God. Now, I am the one who's talking to you. I am the one who's communicating with you. This is my angel. But she is still Mary the poor. She's still the maidservant of the Lord. She's still the handmaid of the Lord. No change. Time, and that's what I mentioned, the mystery of Mary and the mystery of time. Time is always not the biggest. Sometimes can be the severest test that one can go through. And we find Mary passing it time after time. Here is with the angel, and she is the maidservant of the Lord. Now you have the time to reflect on this communication and on this message, and who are you going to be? You're going to be VIP. What? That's the least to say. The one that is going to be born of you will be called the Son of the Most High. You have so much to focus on, to worry about, to be occupied with. You are big now. For our Blessed Mother, this is not the case. Before the angel left her, he was telling her, communicating with her too, that your kinswoman Elizabeth, who was called barren, now is pregnant for 6 months. Because nothing is impossible before God. Who cares about Elizabeth being pregnant, needing anything, needs help, needs this, needs that? Who would even need to remember? Because I got it. I got it all. I deserve it. Because I remember I was told that my grandfather is King David. That's what always happens with us. But Mary is still Mary, the maid servant and the handmaid of the Lord. As if nothing was told to her about the birth and the miraculous birth and the one who is going to be born. And she is just focused on how to help and be there for this older lady. And she would go, and the scripture says, in haste, not just yani, going. She would go and right there, Elizabeth, by the Holy Spirit, will receive and greet the mother of my Lord, Rabbi. Again, as if she was chased by how to be focused on herself and the glorification of self. But Mary is still Mary. Time will not change Mary, as we shall see more and more of that. In her humbleness, in her humility, in her meekness, as well as very much in her faith and faithfulness. في إيمانها وأمانتها. She said first to the angel, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Elizabeth will tell her, you are the mother of my Lord. She will tell, my soul magnifies the Lord. Because all what is this about is just this. What is it? That he looked, he regarded the lowly state of his servant. That's what it is. Nothing. But he just regarded, paid attention, considered the lowly state of his maid servant. Why one would go that far, or how one can go that far, how one can make it this way, unless he or she is first made it to empty self from self. No more self. No place for self. That's why she is the one that is the only one found worthy to give birth to the one who emptied himself. Like son, like mother. course, with the incomparable difference, because he is a divine and emptied himself and became a man, and she's a human and emptied herself from her own human self. What one would get out of this emptiness? Is it our Lord's utmost joy just to see us being empty? Well, or he is just looking for our emptiness that he may come and fill in and give it in fullness? That's why no wonder to see our Blessed Mother called the one that is full of grace. Cup cannot be full of water and air in the same time, either this or that. She has become the one that is full of grace because of the route that she chose to empty herself from self. And here we can tell how much the blessings and the reward, and we don't need ever to think that one that reaches to such a state because looking for something, just like our martyrs, when they say that for the crowns, when they went to the field of martyrdom, they were not looking for anything. They were just after one thing, the love of Christ, and how to die for him, how Mary to empty herself for him. So she got filled by him, got filled by him. And that's what brings us to the point of her faith and her faithfulness. إيمانها وأمانتها. Because we can always argue and say that, yes, she got to be the Holy One because the angel told her when she was 13 or 14, or doesn't matter, 10 or 20, she is full of grace. Does this mean she got the guarantee and the seal on her life to be holy all throughout while she is still a human being? If we say this, that means we believe in something called predestination. And she is predestined to be holy. Whether she is our Blessed Mother, Saint Mary, or any human, this does not apply. Because we hear her saying, تَبْتَهِقْ رُوحِي وَاللَّهَ مُخْلِصِي. She still needed salvation. She still needs to work out And she did marvelously, marvelously. And that's what we all need not to forget. Her faith and faithfulness. You know what a mother means? I'm sure as we call the Blessed Mother is the mother of us all, the mother of all the faithful. And as she is in heaven praying and interceding, the Lord our God, He won't leave us without a nursing mother in time and space. Who is that? Our mother, the church. In this very day, in this very place, in this very church, the symbol of the Big Mother, it happened to see and to go through and to be blessed by the experience that a mother went and is going through. ربنا يديكم جميعا طول عمر. How hard, how severe the love is. And we are all blessed, whether by being parents or children, to know how precious this is. She, just like all human beings, and it was too long for our Blessed Mother, Virgin Mary. It was not just a year, or two, or three, or 20, or 30. She's been living it for 33 years. Since she gave birth to the Lord, the one that pre-announced to her will be so, she won't find a place where she would deliver him. That is the first paradox, that she came to see herself faced with and conflicted by and afflicted as well. Go to Egypt. You know how hard it is, even with the jumbo jet. Very little mentioned, just the incident. Can imagine if you or one lost the child for a few minutes in the mall, how devastating this can be. Telling him you and we, me and your father and me, were looking for you for 3 days. How much she was going through. And when he replied her back, she admitted, as the scripture said, she did not know what he was talking about. Then he will grow up and start from age 30 his ministry. And what she would she see? Very, very few miracles here and there. Starting with the first miracle, wedding of Cana. But so what? The Pharisees and scribes nailing him right and left, picking on him, humiliating him. The least to say, until of course, as she would be witnessing the unheard of. That she would see her only son, that's supposed to be the Son of the Most High, nailed on the cross on Golgotha, and she was there. How would any mother would be able to take such a thing? I never heard anywhere in the tradition, as her whole life is there in the tradition of the church, that she was But again, I would reverse it here and say, for sure, she was crying. For sure, she was weeping. عشان كده, that's why sorrowful mother, أم الحزينة. Exactly, likewise. As we were just sharing it with Abuna minutes ago, this is Mary, and this is the church. In the morning, as we were all here, was the sorrowful mother. In the evening, the rejoicing and joyful mother. That's why, no wonder, to see ourselves blessed in our holy tradition, that the church shares with us in the book of the hourly prayers. When in the ninth hour we pray saying, عندما نظرت الوالدة الحمل والراعي مخلص العالم على الصليب. When the mother looked and saw. The Savior of the world hung on the cross, weepingly, weepingly, she said. While she is weeping, she is seeing how the world is rejoicing over salvation. أما العالم فيفرح لقبوله خلاص. The world will rejoice over receiving salvation. Even if I am, could be torn from within. What do you say it? How do you say it? عندما نظرت الوالدة والحمل والراعي وخلص العالم على الصليب قالت وهي باكية أما العالم فافرح لقبولي خلاص أما أحشائي فتلتهب عند نظري إلى صلبوتك أجين الذي أنت صابر عليه من أجل الكل. That you are taking it, accepting it for the sake of all. My son and my God. May the humbleness, the humility, the meekness, the faith, and the faithfulness of our beloved mother to be ours as well. We ask this and we pray for this through again her intercession as the mother, the holy mother, the blessed mother, the mother of us all, who is saying to you all tonight, I still insist on it. Axios, Axios, Axios. كل سنة طيبين ودم من محبتكم ودم من محبة أبونا. ويحافظ عليكم. It's great to see loved ones here. I used to see for, I am not that old. I've been around in Texas for 25 years. So it's great to see you and your children as well as your grandchildren. ربنا يحافظ عليكم ويبارك فيكم. كل سنة وانتم طيبين.